Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating independent medical evaluation for North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. This is regarding Maureen Figurski, F-I-G-U-R-S-K-I, date of injury 7/23/2019. CC number 3146979-1, WCB number G0596657. Cases regarding bilateral knees and major depression. Date of examination 3/6/2024, time 5 p.m. Maureen Figurski is a 56-year-old female who resides with her husband of 30 years and her 23-year-old daughter. Her 24-year-old son is currently overseas. She reports experiencing a wrist accident on November 23rd of 2019. This was several months following a initial injury at her job as a CNA. When both knees were injured while doing her nursing rounds in her seventh year in this position, she apparently fell onto both knees after tripping over a cord under a patient's bed. She had a small effusion on her left knee, and a tear of the posterior horn of the right knee. She underwent surgery for both injuries, unfortunately. She ultimately experienced sepsis. Most recent arthroscopy took place on 1/7/22. She reports difficulty recovering in part due to limited physical therapy during COVID. She also felt her recovery was slowed down by infection of Redman fever and MSRA. She underwent pain management as well. On 2/5/2020, she underwent surgery for her left wrist, and she had underwent gallbladder surgery in 2023. She's been under the care of Mary Seif, S-I-E-F, for treatment of major depressive disorder. She's been receiving a fluoxetine as well as bupropion. She sees Seif every 2 to 4 weeks. But lately has been feeling that the bupropion has been increasing flashbacks and nightmares. And she felt a little bit better when it was recently weaned. She reports that she was just hospitalized at South Oaks as a psychiatric inpatient for a week and was discharged 5 days ago after spending a weekend in a local emergency room prior to the inpatient stay. She states that in the past she has been resilient and bounces back, but feels that the injuries and what she's needed to fight over these past few years has been discouraging and overwhelming. She reports being unable to work during this period of time as well. Past psychiatric history is known for no suicide attempts in patient stay, as stated above, and treatment for major depressive disorder at Harris Psychiatric Services, as stated above. Best medical history, her primary care doctor is Dr. Taggart. She has hypothyroidism and takes Synthroid 125 micrograms daily. She had her gallbladder removed recently and otherwise has no other surgeries. She denies alcohol use in general, but does admit to a few drinks several weeks ago, which she thinks maybe contributed to her worsening of depressive symptoms over this past week. She denies any suicidal ideation or suicide attempts. She also denies drug use. Her family psychiatric history is notable for some vague psychiatric symptoms in 2 first cousins. She denies any family history of substance abuse. Whole social history, she grew up in Queens. Her husband has been supportive, as well as her 2 children. She feels the past memories of trauma have been intensified by her trial of bupropion, which he's pleased to currently be off of. A mental status exam, she's casually dressed with fluent speech. Her mood is depressed and angry. Her affect is congruent to mood. She denies auditory or visual hallucinations. She denies paranoid delusions. She denies suicidal or homicidal ideation. She reports some anhedonia and occasional hopelessness. She is alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. She's frustrated by her physical limitations, which include only being able to stand for short periods of time, issues with balance, and chronic pain. And she feels unable to look forward to the future in a positive light. My impression is that she does meet criteria for major depressive disorder. She has weaned off her bupropion, XL, 300 milligrams daily, but has continued on fluoxetine, 40 milligrams daily while at the hospital. She said she has adjusted the dose to 20 milligrams since discharge, as she felt that 40 milligrams was too strong. The following questions are addressed. One, has the injured employee reached MMI as described in the NYSWC guidelines? Yes, I do believe that regarding her major depressive disorder, she has reached MMI. Erase what I just said. I do not believe that this employee has reached MMI as of yet. Antidepressants are still being adjusted, and that treatment should continue to help her reach MMI. Therapy sessions every 2 to 4 weeks should be continued as well. Two, are there any permanency findings? If so, what is the impairment rating? Yes, I believe there are some permanency findings. I'm struggling with anhedonia and hopelessness. I'd say her current impairment rating is 50%. Four, from an objective standpoint, can the injured work return to full duty work? Please explain. I do not feel she could handle full duty work at this time due to our ongoing depressive symptoms. Five, is the injured employee able to perform modified or transitional work? Do you feel the injured employee should have any restrictions? If so, please specify what they are, how long they should remain in effect, and if related to the incident in question. Yeah, I believe her injuries are related to the injuries in question. I believe she is restricted and certainly would not be able to handle the physical demands of a CNA nursing job at this time. She could possibly do some stationary work, although concentration is still an issue. And my understanding is that her present job, stationary work is not available. Six, was the current degree of disability, in your opinion, and how you determine this percentage? I believe her percentage of disability regarding her major depressive disorder is 50%. I partly calculated this based on her current physical limitations are 50%, and currently now she seems to be 100% impaired from working. 7, does the claimant present with any assistive devices at today's exam? No, she did not. 8, is an ongoing psychiatric or psychological treatment advised as a result of the 7-19-19 DOI? Yes, she should continue to see her psychiatric nurse practitioner for medication adjustments and psychological psychotherapy. Nine, what are the specific functional deficits that the claimant describes as related to this injury? Concentration, bending, standing, walking, mood stabilization, impulsivity, attention, and tendency to tearfulness. I hope this information has been helpful to you. Please do not hesitate to call should the need arise. Thank you.